Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. This week, Vermont's Education Secretary announced the 2013 Teacher of the Year. It's Luke Foley at Northfield Middle High School. Foley's days aren't spent in a typical classroom. He teaches in the school's alternative program, where students do intensive service-based projects that help them find a connection to their community and apply classroom learning in real-world situations. Luke Foley joins us now from Northfield's campus. Luke, what a pleasure to have you with us, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. The pleasure is all mine.
So let's talk a little bit about what you do here. Students are often in what are called the alternative programs because they're struggling in traditional classroom settings. Can you explain a little bit about what kind of challenges students have when they come to your program?
Sure. Well, you know, in general, there's not one clear-cut reason that a student would ever enter our program. A lot of times it comes down to the choice of the student and the family. And sometimes they're struggling academically. There might be specific learning challenges that they have. Other times it might be more social. Maybe it's anxiety-driven and they're having a hard time adjusting to a traditional classroom. Sometimes it could be behavioral. Sometimes there's factors that are kind of outside of the school and at home that make it a challenge for them to be accessible to learning when they're at the school. So, you know, for a wide variety of reasons, we have students who come to us, and we're just looking for a way to really connect with them and re-engage them in their learning.
So how does that work? What do you do differently in the alternative program?
Well, first and foremost, we put a tremendous amount of energy into establishing a really strong community. And for our students to have a strong sense of belonging, a lot of them will refer to this as more of a family than a classroom. And that's important to us. We really want them to feel accepted for who they are and to have an opportunity to share their strengths and their challenges with the rest of our group. Beyond that, we work hard to create a curriculum that engages them and actually has them learning all the things that they need to know, but in a way that it's kind of circuitous, where they're not exactly sure how it applies, but because it's a real-world scenario, they are learning everything that they need to know in order to fulfill the needs of their education experience.
Can you give me an example of the kind of projects you're talking about?
Sure. Well, you know, first of all, every student, it's really important to when engaging kids in their education experience, it's really important for them to have some inspiration, some passion, and have some say in directing what they're learning. And so each of our students undertakes projects of their choice. And with those projects, there's lots of different elements. So depending upon what their future interests might be, whether they want to be a writer or whether they might want to be a builder or a contractor, they're going to gear their specific projects to meet those needs. So one example, we have a girl who wants to be a writer when she gets older. And so she currently does all of kind of the draft work for our grant program. So, you know, because we're an alternative program and we're still working within the confines of an academic, you know, a public school, we need support to be able to take on some of our projects. And so she is actively working on a lot of the grants. Also, we have other types of programs where, you know, we have one student who is currently working on a bridge building project partnered with Norwich University. And that program, you know, he was the one who was looking for some local people who would have the expertise to be able to contribute to this trail system that we're looking to develop for our school and local community. And so he was the one who did the research, contacted the folks at Norwich in the civil engineering department, and has been working to develop these projects where we have students working alongside, you know, college students who are a little bit more of an expert in this field that we're working with.
I'm talking with Luke Foley, who has just announced the 2014 Teacher of the Year in Vermont. Luke, you mentioned that when you are working with students on projects like these, they might not have a sense necessarily of how this fits into the educational goals that the school system has set up. So for a kid working on a trail network and working on building bridges, can you have that in your head? How does that apply to what they need to know to graduate from school?
One of the things that everybody in education is dealing with right now is a shift in standards to what in Vermont we're calling a Common Core, the Common Core State Standards, and then also with science, there's the next generation science standards. And so each of those new standards that we're working to integrate there are specific things that we're looking to hit on. In high school, specifically with the Common Core, kids are supposed to have a lot of informational text. Up to 70% of what they're being exposed to is informational text. And so for a student who's doing one of these projects, in this situation, the guy who's working on the trail system, he's actually reading Act 250 permitting as a part of his research project. He's looking into what are the considerations that he needs to think about when he's designing this project. Now, if there's, you know, when we're talking about complex and informational text, that's definitely the epitome of it, in my opinion.
Yes, that is pretty complex text.
Exactly. And so that would be one example. Also, you know, there's a large focus on STEM, on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And so as we're designing these bridges to work out in on a trail system in a forest, which isn't, you know, maybe as load-bearing as a bridge or a building, there is engineering and mathematics that's integrated in that project. And they may not realize it, but all of the things that they're learning are very applicable to what is expected of any student in the state.
Luke, we just have a couple of seconds left, but I'm curious if you think the kind of work that you're doing with students should be incorporated back into a more traditional classroom setting so that all students have it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, when we started taking on some of these projects, the idea wasn't that this is good for some students, but that it's really beneficial for all students. I can't think of anybody who would consider it to be a bad decision to get kids involved in their community, learning through engaging in real-world service projects that benefit their school, their town, their state, all of the different levels of community that we have. And so realistically, what we see is, from our students, we see a lot more engagement. And one of the challenging things in education is, how do we hook our kids? How do we have them see the relevance in what they're doing?
Yeah.
And I've never had a student comment that what, you know, asking the question, which is pretty typical for most teachers, which is, when am I ever going to use this?
Luke Foley,
in that moment.
Sorry to interrupt you there, but what a great expression there of how your students are succeeding and really learning. Clearly one of the reasons why Luke has been named 2014 Vermont Teacher of the Year. He teaches at Northfield Middle High School's alternative program. Thanks so much, Luke.
Yeah, thank you very much.